11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, then this is the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. The Daily Deposit comes to you live every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I saw someone this morning in one of the Skype chat rooms commenting on the fact or the observation that every single morning here we're focusing on Titem, on the Titem Empire. You know, for those of you who are on Pure Profit Pro, which is like a little sister program, with all respect, I just want you to understand that the information that we bring forward here every single morning is universal, really, especially if you're going to be engaged in free enterprise, whether it be the top tier where the money is really big, like $22,000. In Titem, the sweet spot is actually $6,500. Imagine making $6,500 per transaction. And if you do one of those a week, that's not bad, huh? What's that, $26,000 a month? Over $300 a year? Well, regardless of where you are, maybe you're in one of these very low-tier programs, you know, $25, $50 a month. Whatever the case may be, the information that we bring forward and the discussions that we have here every single day are pretty much, you know, I mean, you can take it no matter what you're doing. It's relative to whatever you're doing. Even if you're working a regular job, or maybe if you're in real estate, for example, or the auto industry, or furniture sales, people selling furniture, I think they work on high commissions. I think they do. So I want you to consider that as we move forward every single weekday live here at 11 a.m. Eastern. You know, I call it the Daily Deposit, and it's really there's two sides to that coin. The first side is, of course, in the top tier here in the work that we do across the spectrum. It's a peer-to-peer or member-to-member marketing. Okay, so when you make a sale today, you get paid today. And you and only you keep the money. You don't share that money with anybody. So you can make a sale today and you can make a deposit today, this very day. How cool is that? Someone says yes, and the next thing you know, you're making money. The other side of this daily deposit coin is the things that you put into your noodle every single day will make a difference. It's all related. What you think about is what you bring about. For real. And so in the mornings here, when we come together at 11 a.m., this is the kind of things that I focus on. These types of things. What you think about is what you bring about. The difference between perception and reality as it relates to marketing, as it relates to sales, what we do here. You know, one of my favorite things to do is when I get up and get going in the morning is to put good information into my brain, into my noodle. And one of the things I do is I reference stuff that I keep around. Like, for example, I've mentioned over the past year that I received Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass. It's a New York Times bestseller. This is what it says today on You Are a Badass. Jen Sincero is a direct selling pro. I can tell by the way that she writes, the way that she uses language. I mean, the name of the book is You Are a Badass. She's very, you know, she's pretty fluid there. It's pretty cool, actually. And for today, she says, lame, vague goals are the best way to live a lame, vague life. If you want to knock it out of the park, you need to know exactly what you're shooting for and be so excited about it that you're almost annoying to yourself. Lame, vague goals are the best way to live a lame, vague life. What you think about is what you bring about. Can you see the connection there? So I was thinking this morning along these lines, you know, perception and reality, what you think about is what you bring about. And I'm thinking back in my own journey, you know, my own journey. You know, I'm from the south side of Chicago, 57th and Lawndale. Very, very blue collar. Okay, blue collar. My father, he was born in the bedroom that he slept in for 50 years. And the house was built by his father, who was a first-generation American, straight off the boat from Poland. House was built in the 1800s, I think. It's still there. And so we come from this really deep-rooted, blue-collar, you know, that's what it is. That's the neighborhood. Everybody knew everybody, primarily Eastern Europeans, a lot of Polish, not many Irish, mostly Polish people around there, a few Italian. But it was that urban, you know, blue collar, we got to dig a hole for a living, right? We're going to nail the roof on. We're going to build a house, blue collar. And I can remember that there was this perception that if you were wealthy, you had to be nasty. There was this perception. It was apparently, I don't know where it came from, but it was like everywhere, the whole neighborhood. You know, the only way that you would get money is if you were cheating. The wealthy were liars. The wealthy had something going on the inside. That was the mentality I could remember in my own house. I can remember the discussions. It was everywhere. That was the perception that my family carried. And that's the perception that many of us carry. And for me personally, I've had to overcome that perception because reality is something entirely different. The reality of the situation is there is more money than there are grains of sand on all of the beaches in the world. There's so much money out there. The abundance is, it's just there for the taking. You have to do the work. It's not like you're going to take the money, steal the money. But it's right there. If you're willing to be open and you're willing to do some work, and for many of us, we have to learn a new skill. We have to gain some new discipline. It's interesting. It's interesting the difference between the perception of poverty, struggle, and the reality of that there's more than enough to go around. You know, in this... How the wealthy think. I've got a couple of these books actually laying around here. Just the other day, I came across one that was given to me years ago. I don't even know who gave it to me. There's a dedication in here. The 10 Distinctions Between Millionaires and the Middle Class by Keith Cameron Smith. Millionaires think long term. The middle class thinks short term. Millionaires talk about ideas. Middle class talks about things and other people. Millionaires work for profits. The middle class works for wages. Millionaires think long term. You know, one of the things in our business here, in our free enterprise space, is people have a tendency to wait till the last minute. You know, wait till the last minute. The bills are pouring in. The bill collectors are calling, late notice on the phone, on the utilities. People wait too long. And all of a sudden they turn, they're looking, it's like, what can I do? And many times they turn to the network marketing space because of the lure of fast, easy money. Well, no such thing. The money is, it could be fast. It certainly isn't easy. But if you're willing to do the work and have that long-term commitment, it could be just an enormous, enormous sum. So as we here in our free enterprise, excuse me, please, I got a cough. Yes, fall is here. So in this world of free enterprise that we work, I just ask you guys to really give it a long-term commitment. Understand exactly what it is. You know, there is perception here that it's going to be easy, that the money's going to come in fast, that you can get wealthy overnight. That's perception. The reality is that it does take work. It does take commitment. It takes focus. And for many, it takes a new set of discipline. You know, it's very, very simple what we do. Whether it be Titan, Pure Profit Pro, U Economy, It doesn't really matter which of these top-tier programs, eight-figure lifestyle, there's a handful of them out there. They all do the same things. All of them do the same things. If you're going to have results in any of these programs, you have to capture, invite, and collect. And it's the same thing if you're in the car business or the real estate business. If you want to sell a home, what you got to do is you've got to capture somebody who can buy the home. You've got to get the information of somebody who can qualify for the mortgage. You got to get somebody who actually has what it takes to buy the home. Then you invite them. You invite them to the open house. You invite them to see more. You invite them to do a little bit more research. Bring in your own home inspector. And then all you do is collect their decision. It's the same thing if you're in the car business. If you're selling cars, what do you have to do? And think of the money they spend on TV advertising to sell a Kia. What do they got to do? They got to capture the attention of people who are qualified to buy the car. They invite them for a test drive. They invite them down to the dealership. They invite their kids to have some popcorn and, you know, and play in the playroom while the parents discuss the car. And then they collect the decision. It's the same thing here. What we do is we collect the names and the information of people who really will benefit from the education, from the information, from the money that's available here by sharing the information and the education. Okay, so we capture the imagination of people who are qualified and who can do this. And then all we do is we invite them to hear the story. Did you know that tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, Rob Hanley is going to be doing a presentation called Fortitum? It takes place at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can get the number. I'll announce the number tomorrow for the Thursday call. Okay, I don't have it at my fingertips. Right now I'm mobile. But tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, you have an opportunity to hear one of the best. I've known this guy for years. He's a seasoned veteran. He's a grown man. He's not a kid. He feeds his family, and they eat well doing this for a living. And he's going to be sharing the story. So you invite tonight at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern, and Rob Hanley will share the story. And then all you do is collect the decision. Now, there may be some distance, okay? This is where you have to have a long-term goal. Okay, if you're talking about $6,500, $3,500, these are sums of money that are it's not big money when you consider the money that's out there, but it takes some consideration. Okay, so people sometimes they have to hear the story more than once. They have to hear it more than once. They've got to come to a couple of these radio shows, or they've got to plug into the webinar. They've got to go there tonight or next Thursday night and hear it. Ask a couple questions, do a couple three-way calls. That's the process, and then you merely collect the decision. Perception versus reality. It seems like that's easy, and it is kind of easy, but it's not really, because it requires discipline. The steps are very, very simple steps. Anyone can do it. But will you do it? Will you follow through? Will you do it every single day? Will you continue to move people through your pipeline? Only you have the answer to that question. Listen, I want to thank you guys. I've only got 90 seconds until my time is up. I just got to have somebody whisper into my ear. I want to thank you for taking the time to come here today. We'll be back tomorrow, as we are every single day, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Daily Deposit. Remember, the Daily Deposit is about putting money in your bank every single day. But more importantly, it's about putting good stuff into your noodle every single day. You know, if you want to grow professionally, you have to grow personally. If you want to really, really make a dent in this top-tier direct selling environment, you got to get your mind right. You got to get ready for what's going to happen, and you got to be prepared for the whole McGilla, right? That's what we do here, is help you prepare by putting stuff into your noodle, things that you can think about. Today we talked about perception versus reality, and we talked about the fact that there is more money than there are grains of sand on all of the beaches in the world combined. So why don't you go get yourself some? All you got to do is capture, invite, and collect. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same space. Until then, let's keep the grin on. Let's make this thing happen, because we are going to do this thing together.